Good morning and welcome another Tuesday morning to Bally Baptist Church and to our thought for today. Today we remain at the well in Haran in Genesis chapter 24 as we look again at the story of Rebecca. Now I'm sure that everyone knows how the story ends, so I want just to draw your attention to a few points today. Firstly, we saw in the opening verses of Genesis chapter 24 the importance that Abraham placed upon obtaining a bride for Isaac, and that bride was not to be from the heathen nations around him. God had said that all his promises were to be fulfilled in Isaac, so Abraham recognized the importance of choosing a bride for Isaac who would be a help and support for him in his walk with God, and so avoid the dangers of him being drawn into the pagan customs of the peoples he lived among. That is still equally valid for Christians today, young and older. Whether seeking a partner in life as Isaac, or even just those we associate with. As we see the society in which we live sinking ever deeper into sin and increasingly rejecting God, we need to be very careful about the choices we make. Amos 3:3 asks, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" There needs to be a common bond. That doesn't mean being clones, but having a unity of purpose or thought. The Apostle Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 6:14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" But this week we want to look a little more just at Rebecca. And so I want to read verses 10 through to 24. "And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. And it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hasted, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor. And we'll end our reading there, and we trust that God will bless it to us. Isaac certainly didn't lose out by accepting God's choice. In verse 16, Rebecca is described as very fair. In all of Scripture, only four women are described as very fair or very beautiful, which are the same Hebrew word. So Rebecca is in very select company with Sarah, Bathsheba, and Abishag. Those who prayerfully seek God's leading in any matter can be sure that they will receive what is best for them. Rebecca was a girl probably in her mid-teens, and at that age girls were often betrothed in those days, and she was a beauty. Yet there had been no move by her family to marry her off. God had her in mind for Isaac all along. A practical example of the truth of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. A reminder that God has our good ever in his mind. But looks aren't everything. And Peter endorses that when writing to the women folk of the scattered church in 1 Peter chapter 3, and says, whose adorning, let it not be that of outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. Rebecca had that inner beauty of spirit. She came from a wealthy family and had servants, yet went herself to the well to fetch water. When asked by the thirsty stranger for a drink, she quickly provided it, and then volunteered to water his 10 camels. Now, I'm told a camel can drink up to 20 gallons of water. So Rebecca had a mammoth job, drawing upwards of 200 gallons of water from the well, carrying it in her pot to the troughs for the animals to drink. Probably 50 or more round trips from the well to the trough, and it would have easily taken her more than an hour. But what would have happened if she had thought it too menial a task? Perhaps she would have missed out on the blessing God had for her. That has me wondering, do I miss out on God's best for me because I don't do what he has set out for me to do? Or do you? This story is a reminder for each of us that no task is too mundane or insignificant to warrant God's blessing. Rebecca's family were obviously hospitable folk, because she didn't need to run home and ask if the stranger and his men could stay. She immediately could respond to the servant that there was plenty of room and there was food for them and the camels. The family saw that God's hand was in the matter and gave their consent to Rebecca going off to marry Isaac. But they wanted to keep her for a week or 10 days, perhaps to give time to say goodbye. But the servant wanted to return to his master as quickly as possible to report the success of his mission. Delay can give an opportunity for Satan to work his mischief. So we need to be careful that when we know God's will, that we do not give Satan any room to interfere. So the family asked Rebecca, possibly thinking that she would be only too happy to put off undertaking what was surely a daunting prospect, leaving home never to see her family or friends again, to travel across dangerous country to marry a man she had never met. And so we have in verse 58 that famous question, "Wilt thou go with this man?" Now, Rebecca was a remarkable girl, and as I mentioned earlier, probably just in her mid-teens. Yet her courage and willingness to obey the call of God for her life was unhesitating. And her answer, "I will go," has been the text of many a sermon. She is a reminder that we don't need to be older to serve God. And Bali is blessed and strengthened by the faith displayed by our young people. And I want to encourage each of them to continue to put God at the centre of their lives. And for anyone listening today still unsaved, then I pray that today, if you are conscious of the Holy Spirit challenging you to repent of your sin and come to Christ for salvation, that your answer may be too, "I will go." And then in verse 67, we have the fulfillment of the journey. Rebecca meets Isaac, They become man and wife, and this teenage bride becomes the matriarch of the clan in the place of Sarah. And as the chapter closes, we are told Isaac loved Rebekah. A beautiful type of the love of the Lord for his church. Trust that today this will give you some encouragement as we face a day ahead. Let's commit our day to the Lord in prayer. Our loving God and Heavenly Father, we come to thank you for the examples you give us in your word, of your love for us and your care for us and your provision for us. And just as you had Rebekah for Isaac, you have good things stored up for each of us who love you. So, Father, help us today to walk in obedience to your will, to honour you and to love you. And Father, for those of our fellowship today who are passing through difficult times, those who mourn, those who are suffering illness, we bring them to you and pray, Father, that they too will know your good hand upon them this day, that you would encourage, that you would comfort, and that you would strengthen. And Father, we commit this day to you. I ask that you will help us to walk in a way that is honouring to our God, that we may be mindful of whose we are, and that we may live in the light of your soon coming. We commit our health service to you, Father. We think of the pressures they have been under and still continue to be. And ask, thank you, Father, for preserving particularly those of our fellowship from illness. And ask that you will continue to keep your hand upon them for good. So, Lord, bless today and be with us, we ask. For we ask it returning thanks to you for your love and for the love of our Saviour. In his name, amen. May God bless you today.